Chapter 24. Leia is pacing in a luxurious apartment. The windows look like paintings, too monotonously beautiful to hang in a museum. The furniture is made to look expensive, but was probably mass-produced on some moon in the Bethany system. The carpet makes the place marvelously soundproof, eerily so. The doors slide open silently, and Han walks in.
"Repairs are almost finished," he announces. "Two or three more things and we're in great shape."
Leia turns to him. Worry is etched in lines above her nose, and her eyebrows are arched. "The sooner we go, the better. Something's wrong here. Where's C-3PO? I haven't seen him for hours, and no one can tell me anything." Han takes Leia by the shoulders. He gives her his best roguish smile.
"Relax. I'll talk to Lando, see what I can figure out."
Leia shakes her head. "I don't trust him."
"Me neither,"
Han laughs.
"But he is my friend. And besides, we'll be gone soon."
The doors to the apartment open again. Chewbacca enters, carrying a box full of golden parts. An arm sticks forlornly up from the junk. The Wookiee roars. "What happened?" Leia cries, running to him.
"What?"
Han exclaims.
"You found him in a junk room? They were gonna incinerate him?"
Leia looks desperately at the golden droid's broken pieces. "Can he be fixed?"
"Lando's got the men."
At exactly the same time, Leia and Chewie say, "No!" and...
"Okay."
Han raises his arms.
"Do it yourself, then."
Chewbacca lowers himself onto a plush footstool, setting the box of droid parts before him. He gazes into it miserably. Again, the doors slide open. This time, it is the suave, smiling Lando Calrissian. He sweeps into the room, his cape swishing behind him like he's some wealthy, complacent superhero.
"Princess," he exclaims.
He approaches her, takes her hand, and kisses it.
"You look radiant. You really do belong with us here above the clouds."
Han rolls his eyes.
"Would you care to join me for a little refreshment?"
Lando continues, gazing into Leia's face. She returns the stare coolly and then looks to Han.
"Oh, you're all invited,"
Lando adds. Han nods. Leia reclaims her hand. Just then, Lando notices Chewbacca, who is holding C-3PO's head in his great paws.
"Having a little trouble with your droid?"
"No,"
Han replies, brushing past him.
"No trouble. Why?"
Lando shrugs and follows Han into the corridor. As they walk through the glittering halls, Lando talks business.
"You see, we've been a small enough operation not to fall under the, jurisdiction of the Empire, you might say."
Leia is ignoring him. She scans each door and corridor for signs of something wrong. All seems normal. Even this worries her. Han is only half listening to his old friend.
"You're not afraid the Empire will find out?"
"Ah, well, not anymore."
They are approaching the dining room.
"You see, we've recently made a deal that'll keep us in business for a good long time."
Han nods. Lando opens the formal dining room's bright white door. Han and Leia enter and stop. Standing at the head of a long, glittering dining table is Darth Vader. Lesson Upsilon, the beginning of the end. "Now, my young pupil, we are coming to the most difficult tests, the final ones. Succeed in these, and you will not be a Jedi. Not yet. But you will know that you can be, that you are truly walking the path. Think of someone or something that infuriates you. Not a pet peeve, like someone peeing on a toilet seat. Oh, that does make me want to take a lightsaber to the entire bathroom. Think of a time when you felt really hurt by something someone did or said. Or think about something that strikes you as so deeply unfair, it is almost unbearable. Let your mind explore those feelings. Your anger, your rage, your humiliation. When I say go, I want you to stand and balance a book on your head. Close your eyes. Get someone to throw things at you again. As they do, raise your hands. If you can block the objects, good. If not, that's okay too. As you balance that book and sense the objects, I want you to spell your name backward. And then the city you live in. And then the state. And then the country. Keep blocking the objects. And as you do all this, let the anger, the rage that you are feeling, just pass away. Let it lift from you so you are standing straight and tall and calm. If you are doing it right, you may even start to smile. Despite the objects being thrown at you, and the book on your head, and the angry thoughts that had been exploding through your synapses just moments ago, why do you smile? Because it is pleasurable to be at peace. Go.